Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Bird. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McFadden. Sewell moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden fires to first and picks off Chapman. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Roth Rock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Van Camp moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berry reaches second base with a double. Van Camp scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rabbit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wasserler hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Bird moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Bird scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Webb reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Oliver bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Van Camp moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Ruth moves to third. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to second. Bobby Reeves pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Reeves moves to second. Jack Russell pinch runs for Bill Sweeney. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.